now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back, but in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. It's all about the devices, the platforms, the various different ways that you can get on not only the Spano and Black Attack, but the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as well. Joe was on vacation. He bought 100 more devices. Joe, explain it to him.
I didn't buy any more devices, but it's been about 2.5 weeks since I've done this, so I wonder if I remember how. And I'm only going to be doing it for a couple of more weeks before I disappear again for a while. But that said, let's try and squeeze this in. Myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live link allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility, as well as a wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. All that more on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And most importantly for me and Bob, of course, is the American Forces Radio Network, where the good people of our armed forces can check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack, anywhere around the world.
No question about it. And if you're protecting this country and you're overseas and this gives you a little taste of home, believe me, we appreciate your effort.
Now, on the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down for a big Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Smash us together. We're the Spano and Black Attack. You're checking us out on Sports Byline. We'll kick this one off right after this very short timeout.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I felt like this was going to be my turn. It's not something you want to run around and shout, but I felt like this was going to be my turn. I knew I was going to have to battle back if it wasn't, but I think that was the extra self-belief that made me go all the way this week. Yeah.
Well, that was Henrik Stenson talking about his Open Championship victory in the 154 Open Championship from Scotland, and that brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Bob, and let's set the table for a big Monday edition as we have a lot of ground to cover, and as usual, not a whole heck of a lot of time to do it. Early going of this show, we're going to talk about the aforementioned 154 Open Championship from Scotland, from Troon, and just a tremendous effort, not only by Henrik Stenson, but Phil Mickelson, and how they gapped the field. And we'll get into all the storylines coming out of that Open Championship, and there were quite a few. And then as we move out of Hour 1 and out of the Open Championship and out of golf, we'll roll into Hour 2 and roll into all kinds of NFL talk, as after you went off the air on Friday, there were a couple of very significant long-term signings to impact players in the NFL. There was some other news as well, and we'll get into all of that throughout the back end of Hour number 1 and Hour number 2. And in the middle of it all, at 25 after hour number 2, 9:25 a.m. Eastern Time, Cass Sunstein, author of The World According to Star Wars, will give us a little bit of a break from the hardcore sports talk, and we'll have a little fun talking a little sci-fi, a little Star Wars, and a whole lot more with Cass Sunstein at 25 after hour number 2, 9:25 a.m. Eastern Time.
Joe, one of the great duels ever in the history of major golf, and the dueling 63s was right where you can start. Phil's earlier in the tournament, and Stenson's going down the stretch. And it was legendary golf. They will be talking about this one for a long, long time to come. And the funny thing was, when I was previewing it earlier in the week, because of the fact that you hadn't had anybody dominate the majors this year, it felt as if there was a little bit less juice going into the British Open. But didn't end up turning out that way in that final round.
There was plenty of juice. And, you know, a couple of interesting things. And we'll talk about a lot of these storylines. You talked about the great duel. And you talked about Phil shooting the 63 in his opening round. And then Stenson coming back and shooting the 63 in his final round. And, you know, despite Phil playing as well as he did in the final round, he actually lost two strokes in this tournament. It just shows you how brilliantly Stenson played. I mean, you know, let's put his play for the week in perspective. His minus 20 ties him with Jason Day in the 2015 PGA Championship for the lowest to par major scoring record. His 264 is the lowest score in a major. You know, you had the minus 8 in the final round. I mean, that's incredible stuff.
It's amazing stuff.
In a final round of a major. And, I mean, you know, just incredible numbers, you know, again, you talked about the dueling 63s. Phil's was the 28th, and Henrik Stenson's was the 29th in a major. So there was some incredible scoring records and some incredible dominance by these two players over the course of this entire weekend. And Stenson really took it over on Sunday. Again, that minus eight in the final round, that's incredible in major, in major golf. You know, it's one thing when it's the Greater Greensboro Open or the Kemper Open or you name the whatever Open, and these guys end up finishing the 4 days of golf and they're almost 30 under par. In majors, this just doesn't happen. That's why a minus 20 is so significant. And when you look at the scoring within the majors, the Open Championship is known for a lot of times the weather and the courses and the course being the star and right, not the players. So that to me is what made this even more shocking. You know, this group of players go across the pond and they play in a tournament that historically scores terribly. And so many times it's the course and it's the weather that ends up being the star of the show. For the entire weekend, it was the players, and in particular, these two players that were the stars of the show. And, you know, I found it interesting. During the telecast, somebody made mention of it, and I found it quite humorous, especially with Peter Jacobson being one of the analysts on the golf telecast. And at one point during it on NBC, they go, boy, it looks like they're playing a video game out there. So I was naturally thinking to myself, I'm like, well, Peter Jacobson's one of the analysts.
There, right?
I'm like, boy, this, it looks like they're playing Golden Tee. And, you know, when you talk about it, if you want to put, we've given you the obvious numbers. The record low to par for a major tied with Jason Day back in the 2015 PGA. We talked about the minus eight final round for Stenson, the minus six final round for Phil, the dueling 63s, which it has now only been done 29 times, and right, now it's twice in the same tournament. That's pretty historic when you look at majors. But if you look at Stenson's round, the consistency was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
16 of 18 greens in regulation, only 27 putts in his 18 holes to get around the course. And all of this is after the bogey at one. And when you were watching this unfold, you see the bogey at one. And for a guy that's had as many runner-ups, you know, he's had seven top five finishes in his career in majors. And he's been in a position to win a couple of them. And, you know, you see the bogey on one and you go, uh-oh. And then from there, he rattled off, I think it was three straight birdies and four birdies in five holes after that. And he was really off to the races. And again, he shoots that incredible minus eight.
You know, and then don't forget, he drops another bogey on the back. He bogeys 11 and still manages to shoot a 63. I mean, it was an incredible round of golf. And I'll tell you another thing, Joe. If you had asked Phil Mickelson before the final round, he's sleeping in the bed. He's getting ready to crank everything up. He's doing his stretching. Oh, okay, you're going to shoot six under in the final round of the British Open. Yeah, I'm walking away with this tournament. That's what he would have told you. And look what happened.
Yeah, I mean, shoots a 65. And here's, you know, you look at his round. And, you know, we talked about Stenson's round. Look at Phil's round.
Yeah.
No black numbers. There were no bogeys. He shot, you know, this is one, and Phil's been a runner-up in majors 11 times now. And a great many of those, he gave away. He had a chance to win. He didn't give this one away. Henrik Stenson took this one from mm-hmm. him because Phil played as brilliantly as he could play. There was no weakness in his game either. You shoot a 65 in the final round after shooting a 63 in the opening round, that there's nothing more you could do, and there was not a thing more that he could do on Sunday. He was brilliant, and I think the fact that there were no bogeys, no double bogeys, no implosion holes, no black numbers, that spotlights his consistency within that round. There was not a thing more that he could do. So he didn't do anything to lose this tournament. All credit goes to Henrik Stenson as he seized this tournament with that 8-under final round. He was just incredible, as we said. Only two greens missed in regulation. You know, 1.5 putts per hole, and that's after a bogey on the first. I mean, he was as perfect as you could be, especially when you consider that this was majors golf. This wasn't week-to-week golf. Numbers like this don't come along very often in majors golf. And we'll pick it up right there on the other side. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. More at the Attack right after this.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did it stay out? A putt to make golfing history, and it rims out on the 18th hole. It's another 63, the 28th in major championship history, and Phil Mickelson, a wonderful round of golf. And how did that stay out for a 62?
Well, that's the putt that rims out on 18 on Thursday that keeps Phil Mickelson from making major golf history. And that's how we come back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Bob, and that putt, I mean, it just shows you how incredible Phil was, even in missing the history-making putt that would have given him the first 62 in a major golf championship, missed it by just,
yep.
You know, as the announcer said, and that's the telecast from the other side of the pond, how did it not stay? How did it not go down? The putt was that good, and he, along with Henrik Stenson, who won the 154th British Open, those two were so on and played such great golf that it gave you such a terrific Sunday, and so much different than so many of the great Sundays in major golf history. Because if you remember, we talked in the last segment about how usually a lot of times in major golf tournaments, and particularly in the British Open, a lot of times the course or the weather can be the star. So a lot of times, even when you have these classic matchups and these classic final rounds, there are these wars of attrition that are gutty and hard fought and dramatic, but they lack a certain beauty in that the players are scuffling and struggling so much. You had none of that here. You know, as we alluded to in the last segment, you know, these two guys tore this course apart and dominated it in a way that nobody ever dominates an Open championship. You don't see numbers like this
No.
in a British Open. And both of these guys were just flat out brilliant. And they weren't alone. There were a lot of other red numbers throughout this weekend. It wasn't one of these majors that was littered with those black numbers and people were struggling to reach par. I believe there were 20 plus players or close to 20 players all under par. And I'll check it while you run with this a little bit. But it was just an incredibly exciting final round in that, unlike so many of them in major golf, not only was it close, competitive, and hard fought, there was a beauty to it as opposed to the attrition that you often see in those classic final rounds.
Yeah, no question about it. And you know, you made an interesting point there in the fact that it was a tournament that was played extraordinarily well by a lot of golfers. However, when you see the dominance of the two at the top of the leaderboard, it's usually just one at the top of the leaderboard. You get a particular guy in a particular major, and it harkens back to the Tiger era, where he would just blow away the field and there'd be a 5, 6, 7 stroke gap between him and everybody else. Here it was two guys doing this to the field. And again, it wasn't as if other golfers that were involved in the tournament were playing bad golf. These guys were just playing golf on a level that nobody else could approach. And that ended up being the beauty of it, because it wasn't the last two guys in the last pairing and one guy staring at the other guy as he's running away with the tournament. These guys were hammer and tong all the way down in the last round. And again, you know, Phil has the birdie and the bogey on round one for Stenson. And all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, this is going to be, you know, an interesting final round. Boy, little did we know how interesting this was going to be. And as I said in the last segment, you ask Phil Mickelson if he shoots a 65 in the last round of the British Open after shooting a 63 in the first round of the British Open, whether or not he's going to win that tournament.
Yeah, especially as well as he was playing. Like you said, I think you made a great point. We talked about Stenson and the greatness of his round, and he started with the bogey while Phil started with the birdie. And Stenson, who's been in the top five a number of times in major play, and a number of those times he was in a position to win the tournament, you're starting to say to yourself, oh boy, here we go again. And it looks like Phil's going to take his second claret jug. And right. that just doesn't happen. But to give you an idea, we talked about how the players were the stars this weekend as opposed to the weather or the course. And you had actually 17 players in red numbers before you got to players at even par. And you had four more at even par. So the first black number you see for the weekend was the plus one of Jason Day and Duffner and a bunch of others who were tied for 22nd. So that should give you some idea of how well these golfers played this course and how easily Royal Troon played this weekend by major golf and particularly by British Open standards.
Well, but, you know, that was – go ahead, finish your thought.
But I'll tell you what else. You were spot on right. While those numbers are significant, you know, you talked about Stenson and Mickelson, and boy, did they gap the field here, which is a horse racing term, but if you listen to this show, you know what I'm talking about. Overall, Stenson at minus 20 and Phil at minus 17. For all those red numbers, the next guy back is at minus 6. So as great and as well as a lot of players played in putting up those red numbers for the weekend, nobody played like Stenson and Phil. And the golf analytics, and, you know, we're not big on golf analytics, but I found this interesting when I read about it. Golf analytics said that these guys played this course about 29 strokes better than the field. I don't know exactly what that means, except that these guys were incredibly dominant and that Stenson and Phil, to a lesser degree in defeat, had two of the best rounds in major golf history.
Yeah, no question about it. As I said, this one's going to be talked about for a long time. And the progression of the tournament, because Stenson was right there in day one, but it was just Phil was so dominant with that 63. And you said to yourself, all right, there'll be some separation in the field. Let's see if Rory makes a charge. Rory shot pretty good golf. He never made a charge. Let's see who's going to step up and do that. And then the two of them separating themselves and turning this into a classic, classic Open that will be talked about in history forever. And, Joe, you know, the other aspect of it, and we mentioned it briefly, the weather in Scotland was that combination of warmth, but then they had like 40-degree wind chill, then they had some rain, then it settled the greens down, and then when everything cleared in that last round, and I actually had sun going on, it was the perfect golf conditions. And these guys, both of these guys who know how to play links courses, just tore it apart. I mean, they tore it apart in a way that it hadn't been done since Tiger. And it's funny, you take it all the way back to Phil's first victory in the British Open. He said that was the tournament where he actually learned how to play links golf. And how many times have you and I talked about, here's a guy who is the left-handed Cheat Rodriguez when it comes to, and do your homework there, sports fans, on his ability to use a golf club and, you know, take out a 7-iron and use it as people would use a driver sometimes and dominate a links course. Stenson, of course, being from Europe, plays on them a lot more. Mm-hmm. But, man, the way they tore the course apart, it was surgical.
And Phil is such a smarter golf player than he used to be. He still has the guts and the guile and all the things that made him great when he was younger. But a lot of times he was undermined by his reckless nature.
No question.
He's still gutty, but he's just a little less reckless, and it makes all the difference in the world. And it made all the difference in him having an absolutely brilliant round. Comes up short, but is an absolutely brilliant round, Bob.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And I guess the other thing you talked about that made this a classic, a lot of times when you have a classic round of golf like this at a major, and you mentioned Tiger, it's like one guy walks away from the field,
right?
Kind of like Tiger did back in 2000 at Pebble Beach in the U.S. Open, where he ends up winning by 15, you know, and 15 strokes, if you remember. That was the walkover of all walkovers.
Yep.
And you had mentioned that we're going to be talking about this final round from Stenson and to a lesser degree from Phil in defeat for years to come. And I guess maybe the only final round of golf that I've seen in a major better than this by Henrik Stenson was that final round by Tiger,
yep,
where he walked away with the U.S. Open in 2000. I can't think of one that I've seen that's been played better in a major than what Henrik Stenson did yesterday.
I couldn't agree with you more. The only difference being there were two guys involved this time.
That's what makes it a classic as opposed to a classic walkover.
Absolutely. It was phenomenal to watch. And, you know, my point with that, you know, referencing Phil's first win, he said that was the tournament where he learned how to play Lynx golf. And you said the control that he has now, still willing to gamble, but he goes about golf in a much smarter way.
Exactly right, Bob. On the other side, we'll take the last segment of the hour, tie a bow around our Open Championship takeaways and thoughts. There was a star born. We'll talk about that all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like,
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
July 23rd is the most important holiday of the year, National Hot Dog Day. Celebrate by going to Burger King and asking for the $1 Classic Grilled Dog deal. How else are you going to celebrate? Try the $1 Classic Grilled Dog only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, July 23rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Well, there is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and we're talking the Open as well we should be because it was an all-time classic, something that will be talked about for a long, long time in the world of golf. And, you know, it's funny, Joe, when I was previewing when you were off, one of the things I mentioned in talking about Phil going into the Open was the fact that, you know, here he is at 45 years of age. He's still playing elite level golf, and he is one of the all-timers, and he has adjusted his game over time. And when you talk about takeaways, I think after watching him this weekend, and it's not to diminish Stenson in any way, shape, or form, it's just as they're trying to develop new rivalries and new head-to-head matchups in golf and move away from the Tiger era, Phil is still there getting it done. Not as consistently as he once did, but he's still getting it done. That's number one. And the off-the-course stuff doesn't seem to get into his head. And, you know, that investigation by the SEC, the million-dollar fine he had to pay, he was, you know, fortunate not to do jail time. I mean, Martha Stewart did jail time for less. And it just doesn't seem to dog, you know, the stuff that went on with Amy with her health at one point. It doesn't seem to alter his game. He has a steely focus on the golf course that even into his mid-40s, he's able to continue and just make himself and his game appointment viewing when he's in that final couple of pairs going into the last day.
I think that's an apt summation of what Phil has become as a golfer. You know, he has tempered the aggressive nature, which took him from reckless to aggressive. And it's made a huge difference on the impact of his game. And it changed him from often being a bridesmaid into a bride. I know he is, you know, second to Jack in the number of runner-ups in majors. He's now been a runner-up in a major 11 times, and that's second to Jack's 19. But he's also won five of those majors after squandering so many because of the recklessness. So he's tempered the recklessness, and you've talked about that steely focus that he's developed over the years. He's developed an incredible Teflon shell around him that once he tees it up on the first hole, whatever's troubling him leaves his mind immediately, and he focuses on one thing, and that's the task at hand. In that case, it's hitting a little, it's chasing a little white ball around a golf course. And a lot of us can't do that. I mean, you know, a lot of us take our problems in whatever we do to work with us. And he has an incredible ability not to do that. That coupled with him tempering his reckless nature and harnessing that aggressiveness have turned him into truly a great golfer who, as you said, at 46 years of age, a very, very young man, by golf standards, not so much. But the realities are, you know.
Feeling that one, were you?
Yeah. at 46, while, and I think you said it well, while he's not a guy who every week is going to contend to win, and he's never going to be a guy that is ranked number one in the world again on the PGA Tour, well, we talk about, you know, 50 being the new 40 and 40 being the new 30, and we've had all these discussions. It isn't in sports, unless you're using PEDs and they haven't broken your body down yet.
Right.
But that said, with the focus on conditioning in golf over the last 15 years and everything else, you get a guy like Phil at 46 that can still contend at any given major. And he is not a guy who, when he is contending on Sunday and in a position to win, that you're like, oh my God, this came out of nowhere. You know, that's not the case here. And, you know, he does also understand that this could have been his last chance, and that may well be the case. But in looking at Phil and what we saw this weekend, it really, really appears to me that there's a lot of golf left. I don't think he'll ever approach being the number one player in the world again. I don't think he'll ever have that consistency of winning championships on a week-in, week-out basis that he had in the past. But he could contend in any given major. And I certainly think he could win one or maybe two more, more likely one, before he turns 50, maybe jumps onto the Champions Tour, still for a few years, plays the majors, but is not really anything other than an occasional contender. But I think, you know, he's kind of got his game in a very good place, and I think he could jump up and occasionally not surprise people, but be right there and perhaps win, because anytime Phil contends at this point, it's still not a surprise. He's just got his game in a real good spot, especially when you factor in that he's 46 years old, and this is the time when golfers have long slid down the mountain traditionally.
Oh, no question about it, my friend. And for that, a lot of that believe it or not, he needs to thank Tiger for. And
what, Tiger, the invention of conditioning on the PGA Tour and making that a focus? You think that's a big part of it?
I think it's a big part of it because if you remember, Phil, at the beginning
pudgy,
of his
he was
career,
a pudgy, chunky golfer. Yeah.
He was a little doughboy. And I have no doubt as he was winning tournaments, if Tiger had not been on the scene, he probably would have won a few more, number one. Number two, you know, there wouldn't have been any great incentive for him to get in reasonably good shape. I mean, you know, nobody's going to confuse him with Charles Atlas, but he's got himself in good shape. He still hits long. He still can handle being on a course in middle age, which is what he is at this point in his athletic life. And he deals with it. It's not always the elite Phil Mickelson that we're used to seeing, but it certainly is competitive Phil Mickelson more often than not. And as you said, every once in a while, he's going to jump up and bite a tournament. And I don't know if it'll happen again in a major. It could happen. Maybe it doesn't. But he put on a show this weekend along with Stenson that people will be talking about forever. And it's going
it
to be
well
one of those.
It may well even happen in the PGA, Bob.
Yeah.
They're playing with Baltrosol again. And guess who won it the last time the PGA Championship was there?
Yep, absolutely. Bill. It's exactly where I was going. And the funny thing is, it's one of those deals with him. He's going to be around for a little while. But I wanted to point out that conditioning thing because sometimes guys are driven by other people. Phil is super competitive. You know he wanted to compete with Tiger with all those years, and in many instances did. But Tiger was better than he was, just flat out. It never kept him from having that competitive drive, and part of that was getting himself into the physical condition. We talked about the mental discipline, but he and also the physical discipline that he had to get himself into reasonable shape. And at 45, 46 years of age, he could still get around a course. You never heard of, you know, there's very few injury history in his playing career, except for a little bit with the back. And he can still get out there and get it done. And, you know, it makes for wonderful golf. And in our case, wonderful storytelling.
Exactly. Well said, Bob. And I guess to kind of wrap this up, because we'll take the rest of the hour here and kind of give our takeaways. You know, the overwhelming takeaway is the duel on Sunday between Henrik Stenson and Phil Mickelson, a duel for the ages, two of the greatest rounds in major golf history. And what made it so great, it was two guys dueling each other. They have a historic round and two of the greatest rounds in major golf history. They have it against each other. And this tournament, the outcome of this tournament was in doubt right until 18. And you know when you finally realize that Stenson had it? When his drive on 18 stopped rolling just short of the fairway bunker. Because if he rolls that one in the fairway bunker, we may just have something here, and we may be talking about a playoff or something epic, even more epic than we've already had moving this tournament forward. But that said, once that ball stopped rolling just short of that fairway bunker on 18, I'm like, Henrik Stenson gets off the schneid, and after seven top five finishes, he's going to win his first major. And Phil is going to be the bridesmaid once again for the 11th time in his career. And that's second only Jack at 19. And Phil has won five majors, which is, you know, that's pretty rarefied air. And I guess we've talked about the historic significance of this round of golf by Henrik Stenson, as far as it being maybe the best round of major golf that we've ever seen. You know, we put Tiger's ahead because he just walked away from the field. But Stenson's right there in the discussion, not only because of how great it was, but something that you pointed out. Well, at some point, Tiger was just out there shooting golf against the course and himself and not his opposition, as he had such a huge lead. Stenson never got that kind of lead. So he had the additional pressure of having somebody else breathe down his neck, and he shoots that 63. So when you make the comparisons as far as the historical comparisons, you can make the case that Stenson's round maybe was even better than Tiger's final round in 2000 at the U.S. Open. It's something certainly worthy of discussion. Up until this round, Tiger's round was the greatest round of golf I had ever seen in a major.
Yeah.
This one's right there, and this one may edge it out just because he had a competitor breathing down his neck. It's akin to baseball where, well, you're pitching a no-hitter, but your team has an 8-0 lead. So you just keep throwing pitches, and you hope they hit it where your guys are, and maybe you pitch your no-hitter. As opposed to you're pitching a no-hitter, but the game is 1-0. You have no margin for error. You know, if you groove one, a guy hits a home run, well,
right.
Not only is a no-hitter gone, but your lead is gone. So layer of pressure there that Tiger didn't have that maybe makes Stenson's round even better than Tiger's round.
Well, you know something, let me stop you right there because I think you bring up a great point. How many times have we seen in close baseball games where it's a 1-0 or a 2-0 lead, the guy's pitching a no-hitter, somebody breaks up the no-hitter in the bottom of the seventh or the top of the eighth, let's say, and all of a sudden they lose the game. Because not only does the pitcher crack under the pressure, but the team cracks under the pressure because they're walking that tightrope, and then they can't regroup. And the pitcher grooves a couple. All of a sudden, the two-run lead's gone. It's a 3-2 ball game, and they can't come out of it. Well, I think it's a great and perfect analogy as far as the tenseness goes. It's easy once you create separation.
And Tiger had that incredible separation. So
yeah, you have to let the demons not get inside your head. For Stenson, he had not only the demons in there, he had the guy standing next to him who was playing every bit as good as he was.
Right. He had the guy playing every bit as well as he was standing right next to him, breathing down his neck, and he had to have that doubt creep in. Boy, I've been in the top five a bunch of times with chances to win these, and I've always found a way to squander it away. I wonder if I'll do it again. So I think when you kind of put all that together, as great as Tiger's was, and it was dominant, I can't say Stenson's was better because, you know, better's a funny thing. You know, you win a tournament, you win a major by 15 strokes. It's hard to get better than that.
Yeah.
So I can't say better.
Just different.
I will say different and more pressure packed. But something to consider.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
And hey, if everybody wants to weigh in, maybe they have a thought on which is better. Weigh in at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll tie a bow around hour one right after this very brief timeout.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
They are who we thought they were.
More or less. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And Joe, off the air, we were talking about, and you posed a couple of questions to me, so why don't you pose them to the listening audience, and we'll continue it in hour two.
Well, you know, Bob, we've dissected this Open Championship pretty well top to tail. I mean, I don't know how much more we can talk about the greatness that Stenson and Phil Mickelson displayed in the 154th Open Championship, their dominance, how the players were the star of the day and the course and the weather really was not. But a couple of more things that I want to leave open for discussion here, and I'd like everybody to weigh in on it, 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Phil coming in second again, being a bridesmaid for the 11th time, second to Jack at 19 runners-up in majors, 5 major wins, still doing it at 46 as a contender. Where does he rank in the pantheon of great golfers? And that's something we can discuss a little bit early on in hour two before we roll into some other things. And do we have a star born in Andrew Beef Johnston, who was one of the fun stories of this weekend's Open Championship, and he's starting to develop as a golfer? Will he be able to sustain it enough to become a star in the world of golf, a la John Daly? Well, we'll discuss those things and more in hour two, but we're going to step aside now here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I will be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
He wants to say that he needs to go forward with a plan that would strengthen our immigration system, make sure it serves our interest, and he needs to say that the trade deals, he's going to fight for every single job.
The Republican National Convention opens today in Cleveland. That was Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, one of today's speakers, and he says Donald Trump needs to stick to the themes that have brought him this far. The FBI says there's no place in the U.S. that is safe from domestic terror, including Utah.
There used to be a narrative that, geez, if I don't live on the West Coast or the East Coast,
I'm going to be immune from this. ISIL has changed that narrative.
He went on to say there are cyber targets everywhere, even in Utah. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The New York PD is making some adjustments following the murders of three police officers in Baton Rouge. Scott Pringle reports.
The police department sent a message to all of its officers that they'll be working in pairs, and that goes for on the job and during breaks and arriving and leaving posts. Officers are being told to have a heightened level of awareness. Now, in an interview, Police Commissioner Bill Bratton tells CBS News that law enforcement is in a strained and dangerous period in history. He calls it uncharted waters in American policing. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Tyson's Corner Center Mall is open again after a three-alarm fire in Virginia. Fire Battalion Chief Willie Bailey says
the fire investigators, they're going to go inside and try to determine all that. What happened, what caused it.
Heinrich Stenson is the winner of the 2016 British Open. The Swede shot a final round of 8-under-63 to beat Phil Mickelson by 3 strokes. The first major win ever by a Swede. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Louisiana's governor and others are in disbelief in the Sunday morning shooting that killed 3 law enforcement officers in Baton Rouge and left 3 others wounded. More from reporter Dave Brannon.
The exchange of gunfire with the gunman who was killed by police took place when officers responded to a call of a man in a long coat, dressed in black, carrying an assault-type rifle. Governor John Bel Edwards.
An absolutely unspeakable, heinous attack on law enforcement here in Baton Rouge.
And President Obama said, in effect, all of us were attacked yesterday.
Attacks on police are an attack on all of us and the rule of law that makes society possible.
A man from Kansas City, identified as Gavin Long, is the lone suspected shooter, but his motive for coming to Baton Rouge and opening fire on officers remains unclear. I'm Dave Brannon.
Ted Houston tells us there's a message from the State Department of Economic Security about unemployment fraud.
In just the last 3 months, 43 people have been convicted of crimes against the state's unemployment insurance program. DES Director Tim Jeffries says it's a direct result of investigations by the department's Office of Inspector General. As a result of those convictions, almost $250,000 has been repaid to the program in restitutions, fees, and fines. Under state law, it's a felony to make false statements about your income in order to get or increase unemployment benefits. Violators can get up to 2 years in prison and up to $150,000 in fines for each false statement. I'm Ted Houston.
I'm Rod William Stoll, USA Radio News.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good idea. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. But we've got a big hour or two in front of us, and we're going to talk about it and set it up on the other side. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, various different platforms, various different devices that you can carry your radio around with you no matter where you are, whether you're going to the beach, whether you're hitting the job, whether you're going to the park, whatever the circumstances are. Joe, would you explain it to the people?
I sure will, Bob. Starting, of course, with one of the great ways to take Sports Byline, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you is via our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to listen to all the doings on the network as they happen. And also on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app. I mean, you can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android-based, be it Apple, be it Windows-based, or simply just go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. All that more at iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio as well, which, again, a versatile app you can download to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows-based, or simply go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as that coveted Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and let us not forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Well, we appreciate you guys protecting us in these chaotic times, and no matter where you are in the world, we hope we're giving you a little taste of home.
Well said, Bob. We'll tee off hour two on the other side, wrap up our golf talk, and then we'll set the table for hour two as well. All that more next year on the Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
Well, indeed it is. We're not talking team sports here. We're talking individual, at least right now. But, my friend, welcome back to the Attack, and I hope you're enjoying it today if you're listening, no matter where you are in the country or around the world, as it were. And, Joe, let's set the table for our listeners for hour two.
And we'll do it quickly, Bob. I mean, in this segment, we're going to tie a bow around all our takeaways from an incredible Open Championship. The British Open, again, 4 days of just incredible golf, where the golfers got to shine as opposed to the weather and the course. And we've given you a whole bunch of takeaways in hour one. In this one, we kind of want to wrap up those takeaways, a couple of interesting questions and things that Bob and I will debate. Then at 25 after this hour, 9:25 a.m. Eastern time, Cass Sunstein, author of The World According to Star Wars. We delve into the world of science fiction for about 10 minutes. And then 40 after the hour, the rest of the way home, we're going to talk NFL. There were two major signings of guys that had franchise tag designations on them that will keep these guys in their respective team uniforms for a long, long time. And mercifully, Deflategate's over. We'll cover those three things in our last segment. And that's, in essence, what we're going to do in this hour number two here on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. But we should dive in and kind of wrap up this Open Championship talk. You know, again, the 154th Open Championship was just an incredible display by Henrik Stenson and Phil Mickelson. And it led me to ask a couple of questions. Number one, with 11 runner-ups in major championships and five major victories, where does Phil rank in the pantheon of great golfers at 46 years young?
He is a great golfer and has been throughout his career. As we talked about in the previous hour, Joe, the potential was always there for Phil Mickelson. It was the question of the discipline, not in his dedication to the game, because that was always there, but whether or not he could harness his emotions and his ability or lack thereof to control himself when he needed to have control in his particular round, in his particular tournament. He learned how to do that. The physical aspect of his game, he learned how to do that. He got himself in better shape, and a lot of that had to do with his rival, Tiger Woods. And he ended up, in my eye, becoming one of the great golfers in the history of the game. Now, is he on the par with Snead and Hogan and Jack and Tiger? No. But I put him on the same level as Tom Watson. I put him on the same level of those guys who were maybe just a notch below the all-timers. Arnold is in a world of his own just because of the fact that every time they cash a check, they should kiss his behind. But, you know, even if you look at the rivalry that Arnold and Jack had for the brief period of time, Arnold was already older. Jack was the better golfer. And, Arnold was beloved, even though Jack was better. Jack was beloved way late in his career. And it Phil kind of fell into that a little bit with Tiger. Tiger was just that good. In another era, in another time, it would have been Phil's time. But he's still a brilliant, great golfer. A notch below some of the guys that I talked about, but a brilliant, great golfer.
Well, see, that's exactly where I have him ranked, and I don't think anybody could disagree. He's not in the class of Jack. He's not in the class of Tiger. And I'm going to take some of the real old guard guys out of this a little bit for this discussion. But, you know, I'm not going to discuss Walter Hagen because I don't think any of us saw him. 1914 to 1929. No, I don't think so.
I had a wedge of his.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he wasn't in the class of Hogan. I won't even put him in the class of Gary Player or Tom White. I think those guys, you know, Arnie, Sam Snead, those guys that are amongst the greatest that we've ever seen, that, you know, that are truly that first cut, you know, those handful of the greatest golfers in the history of the game, he's one notch below them. But with his five majors and 11 runner-ups, he's in that next group. You know, he's in that group with Trevino and Faldo. And he's knocking on the door of that Tom Watson, Gary Player group. And if he were to steal one more major somewhere and get up to six, because of all the runners-up, you know, having Tiger as that chief competition, I could make a case that he would then move up and maybe, despite not having quite as many majors, maybe he ends up moving up and he's a cut above a Tom Watson or a Gary Player. And he moves up into that next cut even closer,
right
behind Jack, Tiger, Arnie, and Ben Hogan and guys like that.
Well, you know, he's won five, excuse me.
He's won five.
Player's won nine.
Right.
And, you know, when you look at it, I always look at also the competitive level. The depth of golf and the competitors that are in golf, there's just so many great golfers. And any of these guys literally can win a major. And it to me, it emphasizes Phil's career even a little more, because as dominant as Tiger was, Phil was still in there winning majors.
Right.
He didn't win as many as Tiger, but he was still winning majors. And you look at all the other terrific golfers that are out there who have never won a major or have won one. I put him there with Gary. I put him there with Tom.
If he wins if he wins one more and he's got six, despite the fact that Player's got nine, and to me, if he wins one more, he's with those guys. Right now, he's still a half a click behind those guys, maybe. But I could say if he wins one more, he might even jump past those guys. And the only guys that we look at in golf history, because of all the things you said, depth, the volume of runner-ups, everything else, if he were to have six with all those runner-ups and the depth of golf when he played and having perhaps the most dominant player in the history of the sport as a contemporary of his, all of a sudden he wins six, he steals one more here.
Yep.
And I might be of the mindset that he actually moves up, and the only guys in the history of the game that are greater players than Phil are the Jack and the Arnie and the Tiger and the Bobby Jones. And there's nobody else that can look down at Phil, figuratively and literally. And he's looking down at pretty much everybody else, including the Players and the other guys that may even have a couple of more major championships than him.
Yep,
he is that great.
Yeah, no, that's entirely possible. And you know, it's funny, too, because here we are talking about Gary Player. And you talk about somebody that figured it out. And I don't want to eat this up all on him, because we got to talk about Andrew Johnston before we get to our guest. But the physical conditioning of Gary Player went a long way in the length of his career and how good and how long he was. Phil, again, not being a doughboy throughout his whole career, here he is in his mid-40s playing great golf.
Yeah. Well said, Bob. And I guess a star is born. Beef Johnson, Andrew Beef Johnson. He's emerging on the European Tour. He's got a European Tour win. He's a young guy. He's beloved. I guess the only thing that could stop him from being a John Daly-esque star, and John Daly-esque was loved because he was an everyman. Beef's an everyman.
Yep.
Is that a fair statement?
Big old bushy beard. And yep.
Right. They would share those similarities.
As long as they don't share the drinking.
Right. And that's a great point. The only thing that kept John Daly from staying a true star was the fact that he was often incapable of being competitive on the golf course. If this guy can sustain and be competitive, you know, his star will shine even brighter than his ability on the golf course. But as long as he can compete, a star is born. The question is, can he sustain?
I watched him tee off yesterday, and the commentator was saying, because he made a bad tee shot off his first shot, and then he regrouped and he ended up making a birdie. And the commentator was talking about his nerves. He goes, oh, well, maybe not. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. We may be looking at a star is born.
Well, on the other side, Cass Sunstein, The World According to Star Wars, as we delve into a little science fiction next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So you're Harvard educated. You have a White House credit on your resume. So naturally, you write a book about Star Wars, The World According to Star Wars, as Cass Sunstein joins us here on The Attack. Good morning. How are you today? Bob Black and Joe Spano.
I'm great. How are you?
Nice to have you with us. We're doing terrific. So we're taking it that you are a passionate Star Wars fan.
Well, I wasn't a passionate fan until maybe the last 9 or 10 months when I really got into it. I'd say I was a fan, liked the movies quite a bit, but it's really I'm a late convert.
In that short period of time, you went from I liked the movies to super fan and wrote a book. That's a pretty remarkable and kind of quick turnaround, because you're talking to somebody who probably takes about 10 months to get through a book.
Well, my little boy, then 5 years old, got into the Star Wars movies big time. And then it occurred to me, this was right around the time The Force Awakens was getting discussed and the trailers were coming and the country's going Star Wars crazy. So the question occurred to me, how did this saga make $30 billion? And how come it is the defining tale, really, of our time? And that gripped me. And so I spent, you know, most days thinking about it and writing about it.
Well, I love history myself. I certainly love politics, as Joe well knows. But how do you parallel The World According to Star Wars itself, how it applies to history?
The thing that Lucas focused on, especially in the prequels, is the question, how do democracies fail? Under what circumstances would a country, call it Germany in the 30s or maybe Turkey over the last decade, that has basic democratic forms, how do they fall prey to someone who's a very strong leader who's not really respectful of standard self-government, let's call it? And the Hitler story, which is history, not fiction, is what Lucas really drew on and used in order to produce the narrative arc of the six movies at the political level. And we can see in Turkey now and in Europe more broadly, in some ways in the United States, that when legislature is paralyzed, when people are frustrated by the lack of movement, a tough guy has a lot of appeal.
You know, you drew some analogies to history as, you know, as kind of feeder points for the Star Wars arc. Talk a little bit about some of the things that maybe are hidden there within the Star Wars series that we can learn some things from Star Wars that actually may translate into real life. And talk about some of the things that we may learn from Star Wars and may help us take a different look at the world around us.
Well, at the individual level, in terms of our lives, Star Wars seems like a kind of shallow, cartoonish bit of fun, but it has a deep lesson about freedom. So there's an idea there that if you are, you know, in your job and someone's being mistreated, maybe it's you, or maybe you're being frustrated by your boss, or if you're in a relationship where you kind of want to get out of it, or you want to switch it in some way, or you want to move someplace which would be, you know, more suited to what you want your life to be like than your current place, Star Wars is constantly saying you have freedom of choice. So on the question whether we are, you know, products of destiny or everything's written down and foreordained, or whether liberty is really the ruler of our lives, Star Wars has no ambivalence about that. It says it's up to you. And this can be about a smuggler and a scoundrel, that is Han Solo, who goes back to save his buddy. Or it can be about a farm boy, that is Luke, who decides to join the rebellion. And we're talking now about, you know, something which is in some ways pure entertainment, but there's a really serious lesson that the arc of your own life is up to you. There's a narrative in your life, and you're the writer. And that is, I think, the big reason that the saga has such appeal, especially in the United States, but also you know, in countries that are struggling to find freedom.
Cass Sunstein joining us here on The Attack. But, you know, it's interesting. You talk about the history, you talk about the politics, but throughout the entire saga and all the episodes, the thread is faith.
Correct. And so there's all this talk about faith, and it's consistently undermined by what happens. So the big fate guy is the most evil person in the galaxy. That is Emperor Palpatine, who says everything has happened as I have planned. It's unfolding the way I saw it. But Yoda really has it better. He says difficult to see the future is. And the fate talk, which I think the principal writer George Lucas took really seriously, his own kind of, what is it, American upbringing or his own rebel's heart led him at every turn to make those who talk about fate turn out to be surprised.
Here's something that I found interesting, and they send us some notes to help us with some of this, but we do our reading, we put together our own interviews, but I think this is interesting. You know, as young people often find the dark side seductive, and, you know, they allude to that in the notes here, and the quote is, why the dark side is seductive and why we all have a bit of it in us, or had better. Talk about the dark side a little bit and why it's beneficial for us all to have a little bit of that in us.
Darth Vader runs away with the first six movies, and he might run away with the one that's coming out, even with a little screen time. So the idea that every human being has in his or her heart a magnetic attraction to, let's call it, power, charisma, doing what you want to do, taking a risk that is damaging to yourself or others, and not necessarily for good, that's in the human heart. And if you don't visit the dark side, certainly in your imagination, and probably at least a little bit in your life, you've not had a fully human life. So this is true of young people, teenagers, who kind of often spend too much time on the dark side. But whatever decade you're in, you know, the dark side's going to have some appeal. That's why Darth Vader is the one the kids all dress up as at Halloween. And it is true that Darth Vader is evil, but it's also true that he is in the end saved. He's the one who restores peace and justice to the galaxy, at least temporarily, at the end of Episode 6. And the reason he does it is he abandons the dark side for the light. And that's, you know, a big-time evildoer. But there's a theme of redemption there for people who've spent a lot of time at the dark side. So I think the idea that Lucas is saying we all have an attraction to the dark side, to ignore that is to try to be a saint, and human beings aren't saints. And even saints are people who've conquered the dark side and found a light side path, not because they don't have dark side in them, but because they've kind of figured it out.
Well, yeah, you talked about your child influencing the writing of the book. Was it something that you've sat down and discussed, or is it something where you just kind of let the kid figure it out for themselves?
We talk about it a little bit. He's now seven. To talk about the appeal of the dark side, I think I'm going to wait till he hits puberty. We're going to wait on that. To talk about, you know, the appeal of powerful leaders who may not respect liberty, like Hitler. I think he's a little too young for that. But to talk about freedom, we completely do talk about that. A dad should not be, you know, an author. A dad should be a dad. But I think intuitively he kind of gets what the movies are about. He basically needs me much less than he needs just to watch the movie to figure out that there's stuff there about making the right choices.
Boy, I think you said it well. You know, you talked about this is an interesting tome again in that it's more than just about Star Wars being cool and fun. And we got about a minute or so. This would be a great way to wrap this up. For anybody that's wondering why they should go out and buy at your local bookseller, Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, why should they buy The World According to Star Wars?
Well, I think, you know, people should spend their money as they like. So the theme of the book is that you have freedom of choice, but it might not be the very worst way to exercise your freedom. And the reason is, if a culture has a saga that has kind of dominated it, and Star Wars has dominated our culture, it's pretty interesting to figure out why is that? Why is it Star Wars? Why hasn't it been, you know, 1,000 other movies and TV shows who have done often well, but nothing like Star Wars? And so if we want to figure out what America is all about right now, a way into it really is to figure out the appeal of Star Wars. And a quick way to put this is, whatever your religion is, or even if you don't have one in particular, Christianity is a very large presence in our culture. And the movie does something really interesting by striking, I think, Christian themes that are also humanly universal and giving them an all-American twist about freedom of choice.
Well, Cass, we appreciate the couple minutes. As you said, Amazon and various different places you can find it. Do you have a Twitter handle or a website people can go to?
I do. It is a pretty unimaginative Twitter handle, at Cass Sunstein, CassSunstein.
We appreciate the couple minutes. You're welcome back anytime you put out something that we will be happy to read and promote. Thanks for the couple minutes.
Thank you. Really enjoyed it.
Thanks. Cass Sunstein here in The Attack, Joe. Good stuff all the way around. And, you know, interesting inspiration for a book.
Sure is. The NFL next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like,
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame cooled anytime you want.
July 23rd is the most important holiday of the year, National Hot Dog Day. Celebrate by going to Burger King and asking for the $1 Classic Grilled Dog deal. How else are you going to celebrate? Try the $1 Classic Grilled Dog only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, July 23rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
The Safety Oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
Yeah, it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And, of course, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY as we shift from a lot of golf and an author to the National Football League.
I thought it would be a logical place to go, Bob, based on all the activity that transpired, a lot of it right after you went off the air on Friday. So we've got a lot of ground to cover in the National Football League. And I guess the place we'll start are the two players that were under franchise tags to their teams signing long-term deals and now being locked up, and their services are secure for those teams for the next 5 to 6 years.
Which one would you like to start with first?
We'll start with Von Miller.
All right.
And he signs a 6-year, $114.5 million deal with the Broncos, $70 million of those dollars guaranteed, and he is now the NFL's highest-paid defensive player. You know, obviously an expensive and in some ways tough pill to swallow for the Denver Broncos in the salary cap era, as when you pay that much for a stud defensive player, like paying those premium dollars for an ace quarterback, while it has the positive impact on helping your team be good, it has the negative impact that in that you spent a ton of dollars on one player, and it impacts your depth. It impacts your ability going forward to add free agents from outside your organization or to keep some of your own. So while it's a great deal for Von Miller as far as the dollars and cents, and it's a great deal for the Denver Broncos, who lock up maybe the very best defensive player in all the game. He's an impact pass rusher. He's a versatile player, stops the run. He's a do-everything linebacker. It's costing them a boatload of money, and in this salary cap era, it has far-reaching effects on who you can keep going forward.
Well, no question about it, but I discussed it leading up on Friday, and we talk about it all the time, Joe. Franchises treat players like meat, and it doesn't matter which sport it's in. Every once in a while, the player has the hammer. And the numbers didn't significantly change on Von Miller's deal. What changed was the guaranteed money, and it went from $39.5 million to $70 million guaranteed, and that was the sticking point. The framework of the deal was agreed to. He's got the hammer right now. With Peyton Manning stepping off the stage and Brock Osweiler heading elsewhere, if they're going to win for the foreseeable future, at least until they figure out who their quarterback is, it's going to be on defense. And it's going to be defense providing, or at least setting up the team to get enough offense to win football games. Well, Von Miller heads that defense, and as you very aptly put it, maybe the best defensive player in the National Football League right now. So he took full advantage of that hammer. It may end up costing Denver down the line, but you can't blame the player for doing it, not when they're cut on a moment's notice.
No, and you're exactly right. You alluded to something very important here in all of this. The value. This is not like baseball, where everybody's contract is guaranteed. It's not like the NBA, where the vast majority of contracts are guaranteed. In the National Football League, we throw out big numbers all the time, but the realities are, outside of the guarantees and the money tied to the early years of those guarantees, NFL contracts aren't worth the paper they're printed on. They're like college coaches' contracts. You can leave at a moment's notice or be asked to leave. In the case of NFL players, they can be asked to leave at a moment's notice, and whatever money they were promised that doesn't have guarantees tied to it, you're not getting.
Yep.
So as you talked about, the framework was in place, and where there was separation was in the amount of guaranteed dollars, because Von and his people realized, well, it's great to put out numbers that we signed for a bunch of money, but the realities are, outside of guarantees, there's no real value in anybody's National Football League contract. So we want the guarantees. Going to be a bitter pill for you guys to swallow in Denver, but it's going to put me in a position where I don't have to deal with restructuring or anything else. I'm going to get mine. And in a sport where, as we talked about, and as you so aptly put it, The players are treated like pieces of meat, and they are commodities, chess on a chessboard, whatever you want to call them. You get yours when the getting's good. He held the hammer. He had the leverage. He got while the getting was good. As a team that's going to build around its defense until its quarterbacks catch up, if they do at all, their way of winning is with defense and maybe the game's very best defense. Von Miller is the cornerstone of that defense. So you needed to keep him, and you did just that. You kept him.
Yep. Muhammad Wilkinson, the next one, I'm assuming.
Yeah, well, those are the two big deals. And then those, well, never assume, but you're right. You know, I look at this deal, 5 years, $86 million with the Jets, $54 million in guarantees. This is one that's kind of fair to both sides after the market was set.
Yeah.
You know, Fletcher Cox set the market. And that was the sticking point many ways for these sides. Once Fletcher Cox and the Eagles set the market, well, here you go. Now Muhammad Wilkerson basically says, I want to come back here. I'm from the area, but I need something along the lines of what Fletcher Cox has been given. And he did receive that. And he's a better player than Fletcher Cox in my mind. He's also a player on the come as a still young defensive end with the ability to get better. And now with him in the fold, Sheldon Richardson in the fold, and Leonard Williams in the fold, the Jets clearly have one position of strength. It's 3-4 defensive ends. And they have 3-4 defensive ends that do something that 3-4 defensive ends rarely do. They get up after the quarterback. That said, this is one of those contracts where it's friendly for both sides. Wilkerson gets the guarantees that he wants, but the Jets also get to put a lot of these guarantees in the early years of the contract, which is what they wanted. By getting him signed to a long-term deal, as opposed to having him play on the franchise tag, the Jets save about $7.85 million against the cap,
right,
which now puts them in a position where they can probably come to some sort of agreement with Ryan Fitzpatrick and bring their quarterback back. That said, so there's a benefit there. Also, next year they have a ton of money under the cap, and a lot of the guarantees will apply in year two. The sticking point really was the total dollars in guarantees approaching Fletcher Cox's, the average annual salary approaching Fletcher Cox's, and also having some significant guaranteed money in year three. See, the Jets wanted to load all the money in the first 2 years. The Wilkerson's representatives wanted some money in years three and beyond of this contract, so the contract had some value in its length. And finally, both sides came to an agreement, but the vast majority of the dollars are in the first 2 years, with most of the rest coming in year three. So Wilkerson gets what he wants. He gets a Fletcher Cox-like contract. And the Jets in some ways get a relative bargain in that the guaranteed dollars are front-loaded to fit when they have available cap money and when Muhammad Wilkerson will be at the very top of his game, barring injury. Smart, sound move for both sides, and a great job by McKagan, the general manager of the Jets, to fitting this well into his available dollar stream so that the Jets aren't hamstrung by this contract in later years.
Yeah, I mean, you said a lot of stuff that is really valid within what you were just talking about. Fair for both sides. Dollar and cents wise, it works for both sides. The fact that they got it done, Muhammad Wilkerson has the security that he was looking for. The Jets have some cash flexibility, which they were looking for. McKagan didn't cave, which I was very impressed with. And now he can turn and deal with Ryan Fitzpatrick, more than likely come to some kind of an agreement. But also, and we talked about Von Miller having the hammer, the Jets organization has the hammer when it comes to Ryan Fitzpatrick. Look.
You don't think he's going to get $15 million a year like he was asking for?
I figure they'll come out and everybody will smile when the press conference is held and all that. But as we talked about from the very beginning, Ryan Fitzpatrick overplayed his hand. And when you look at the quarterback jobs that were open and available, and the fact that he didn't get offers to the amount that he was looking to get speaks volumes, number one. Number two, You know, we've talked about this many times. The Jets are an organization that are built to win now, but they are also looking to the future. They did that in the draft with grabbing Christian Hackenberg. And they're also recognizing the fact that if they're going to win football games, it's going to be defense first and hope they catch the same lightning in a bottle that they caught up until the very last game against Buffalo, with no matter who's at quarterback, whether it's Geno Smith or Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's how they're going to win. And then they'll make their decision after next year who's going to steer the ship going forward, probably the kid. And then it'll be all hands on deck and let's go. But Fitzpatrick overplayed his hand. I think he'll end up taking less money than he wanted. And his options are extremely limited. He's either going to start for the Jets or he's going to get a backup job somewhere else for significantly less money. Maccagnan did a masterful job of putting this all together.
Boy, that's well said. I don't have a thing to add. You know, as you said, I said a lot here about the front loading of the deal, where they're going to have flexibility in the back years. They coincided a lot of the guaranteed money with next year and the fact that they're going to have a ton of cap space next offseason, and that's where they could afford to do it. And now it frees up money to bring back Ryan Fitzpatrick, because ultimately we know he's coming back. And now at the point, as you said, the Jets have all the leverage. Ryan Fitzpatrick got into a game of high-stakes poker with the Jets, and he never sucked out the flush or the inside straight or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, he was playing 210 off suit.
He tried to bluff with his 2-7, and boy, he didn't win the World Series of poker with it, because nobody really seriously kicked the tires, and those that did, as soon as they found out what the asking price was, they weren't interested. And the Jets said, you're not a $15 million a year quarterback. I thought the Jets made very fair and reasonable offers to Ryan Fitzpatrick based on what he's been over the course of his career and even what he was last year. The touchdown and interception numbers were outlier numbers. The rest of the numbers tell the story of a decent quarterback and no more.
You know, Joe, the other aspect of it, too, and I don't want to focus it all in on one game, but when it counted, 16-37 with three interceptions against Buffalo when they could have made the playoffs.
Well said.
And that's Ryan Fitzpatrick in a nutshell. And I think ultimately, if you want to add something to it, I don't know if Todd Bowles is going to work out to be a great coach, a medium coach, or a bad coach. But I'll tell you one thing. Woody and the Jet fans are going to be very happy that the guy behind the scenes, Maccagnan, is in charge of this franchise, because everything that I've seen out of this guy thus far indicates to me he's going to end up being a long-term GM for this franchise. And in the big picture, this franchise is pointed in the right direction for the foreseeable future.
They sure are. And Ryan Fitzpatrick will ultimately take a reasonable deal from the Jets, because if he doesn't, guess what he's going to be doing? Not playing football. There's no backup jobs out there for him either. Literally, if he doesn't sign a deal with the Jets for reasonable dollars and the money's now freed up, and there's not going to be much of it long-term, he's going to get what he gets this year. There'll be a second year on the deal, but most of it will be under Jets control. If he doesn't take that, he's going to sit on his couch for a while. And as quarterbacks start to get hurt in the exhibition season and early part of the regular season, he'll eventually get $1 million a year backup job. So take the $6 or $7 million you're going to get from the Jets, smile and be happy. You lost your game of high-stakes poker. $7 million a year isn't a bad consolation prize.
Nope, not at all. I think he'll end up with 10. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bob.
We got to tie a bow around it, Bob. We got to get the break.
Yes, we do.
We'll tie a bow around it on the other side. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. We want to thank Cass Sunstein for coming on board to talk about his new book, The World According to Star Wars. That was a lot of fun and a pretty interesting conversation all the way around. Nice story coming out of Morgantown. Stedman Bailey, who, for those of you who aren't familiar, got shot twice in the head while sitting in a car down in Miami back in November. And amazingly enough, survived it. And the Rams placed him on the reserve, not football injury list, so he can hang around with the team, and he's not counting against the 90-man roster. Whether or not he's going to be able to continue his career remains to be seen. There are, at this point, conflicting reports, but he's still healing, and he's hoping to resume his career somewhere down the line. But still looking to be involved in football. He was at the Ram OTAs back in June, helping out with the receivers and on special teams, but obviously not compiling any contact or anything along those lines. But he's back in Morgantown, and Dana Holgorsen announced that Bailey's going to join the coaching staff for a while. He's re-enrolling as a full-time student to get his bachelor's degree in multidisciplinary studies. I'm not sure what that means. But he's going to be helping out as a student assistant coach. It'll be an unpaid position, but it'll keep him in the game. It'll keep him around the game. It'll perhaps pave a new career path for him. Not something that Holgorsen had to do. And I'm glad he's doing it. Jeff Fisher responded very positively for him and for his family. And chances are pretty good he's never going to step on a football field again, so, at least as a player. So this is a very nice story that happened. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. I want to thank our guest. I want to thank Joe, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and more important, our listening audience. Thanks for being here for us. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.